Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you'd like. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features, of course, on that site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, tonight, it's unusual that we do this, but from time to time, we will sort of break format. I mean, Free Talk Live is an open phone show. You can call in about anything. That's the point of the program. But occasionally, we will bring a special guest on to talk to us about something that is unusual, interesting, outstanding. Because we don't really do guests on this show, so you have to be pretty outstanding, I think, to get on. And the next gentleman we're going to introduce to you, boy, has he done something incredible, and he's going to pay the price for doing so. He created the Liberty Dollar back, I believe, in 1998. I'm sure he'll correct me if I'm wrong on this. The Liberty Dollar was essentially, and I say was for a reason, an alternative currency that allowed people to put their money into something besides the Federal Reserve note. Because if you've been paying attention, you know that the U.S. government's Federal Reserve note, the Federal Reserve Bank's FRN, those green things you've got in your wallet, those things have kind of been losing value over time. Like 96-97% of its value from way back in the day. And Bernard knew this, and he knew that things were going in the wrong direction with the Federal Reserve note. He created the Liberty Dollar, which is a silver-based alternative currency. Some of them were silver certificates, meaning that they looked kind of like dollars, but not really, because they were brown and other colors. They didn't. I guess I can't even say they looked like dollars. I guess they're just paper notes is what I'm trying to say there. And it was essentially a warehouse receipt where the bearer of that note would be able to, upon demand, turn in a certain amount of them and receive an ounce of silver. So it was like 1/20 of an ounce is what one of the notes was worth. And there were different valuations. There were different notes with different amounts of silver that were backing them, essentially. And also, there was the 1 ounce silver piece, which was an actual ounce of silver that you could hold in your hand.
Yeah, a big, you'd call it a coin, but they actually called it a piece because I guess the government has some kind of proprietary term on the word coin.
Right, and one of the things that Bernard was very careful about was to make sure that everybody knew this was not intending to be the Federal Reserve note. This was not intending to be U.S. currency.
Sure, why would you make a coin out of silver and then call it a Federal Reserve note? I mean, all their coins are made out of crap pot metal.
So he put like a 800 number on and a website, you know, the Liberty Dollar. It was very clear, I think, to anybody that looked at it, certainly clear to me, that this was something special because it felt different. It looked different. It was shiny and pretty. And Bernard is with us right now. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar. Good evening. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Ian, how you been?
Man, I've been super, but that question, I think, is more important to ask of you.
Hey, I'm good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, all things considered, because you're facing, as I understand it, 25 years in federal prison for daring to compete with the U.S. federal government and its currency. They came after you back in, I think it was late 2007, and they raided your home office in Evansville, Indiana. They stole, they also raided the mint, the Sunshine Mint in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and they stole millions of dollars worth of gold and silver, the very gold and silver that backed up the Liberty Dollar certificates, of which I have a few hundred of them. So there's no longer any gold or silver backing those certificates. They stole it all, and then they proceeded to aggress against you even further, as though it weren't an insult enough for them to slap you in the face and destroy your business and destroy all the value that that you had created. They then went after you personally, as well as some of your associates, and charged you with counterfeiting, among other things.
Well, I'd just like to correct one thing in there, Ian, if I may.
Please.
And that is that they have not stolen the silver. Yes, we were raided. That was in 6 different locations in 4 different states, all simultaneously. I guess it was some sort of coincidence that that happened. In any case, they did confiscate about 9 tons of gold, silver, platinum, and copper, the copper piece being the famous Ron Paul coppers.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, but it hasn't been stolen yet. Now, this is a fine point I hope that your listeners will pick up on. And you too, Ian, if you have not sent in your forfeiture statement stating that you are an interested party, because the government is literally right now trying to steal your property. They got a search warrant, they raided it, they seized the silver and the gold, and they have confiscated it, and now they're trying to forfeit it to the government. And if you don't speak up and identify yourself as being an interested party, well then, yes indeed, the government will steal your property.
So let's go back a little bit here, Bernard, to when, I guess, the trial was taking place. You were charged with counterfeiting, among other things, and there was a young lady, I guess her name was Heather. We had her on the show to talk about her experience. She actually took the time, I guess, to drive from the West Coast or something like that, and or fly out to watch your trial and report in detail on it. And I have to say that I was kind of following what she was writing, and what she was writing made it sound like things were going pretty well. It sounded like your defense team was making some great points, and that, you know, the idea that anybody could look at this Liberty Dollar and say this is in any way, shape, or form an attempt to counterfeit U.S. currency seemed pretty laughable. But this jury came back with a guilty verdict. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes. Shocking would be a good word. The attorneys thought that they had the case in the bag. Of course, I'm the virgin on the pile there, so I didn't know that, but I was feeling quite good about it. Just, well, you've seen Silver Liberties. I'm sure some of your listeners have seen Silver Liberties. They can do a search on Liberty Dollar mm-hmm. with quotation marks, or they can go to eBay and see about 500 of them for sale right now. Mm-hmm. But in any case, if you look at it, it does have an allegorical image of liberty. The thing is that the jury obviously confused the allegorical image of liberty, which is not on any circulating coin, with maybe a penny or a nickel or a dime or a quarter or a half dollar. Maybe it was similar to an Eisenhower dollar. Ian, I don't know how in the hell they could possibly make that leap to think that this was counterfeiting. I mean, it was shocking to everybody.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, it had the word liberty on it, and I suppose some U.S. coins have the word liberty on it. But you know, it had a picture of liberty. I mean, how many U.S. coins have had a picture of liberty on them in the last Lady Liberty on them in the last I don't know, 7 or 8 decades? I mean, if they thought this also it was made out of pure silver, so it felt different. It looked different. I mean, the metal is it's just a heck of a lot larger. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
How many U.S. currency, whether we're talking about dollars, Federal Reserve notes, or the coins, how many of them have a website on them? How many of them have an 800 number on them? I mean, this clearly was something that was unusual.
Yes, and we thought that they were so unusual that I couldn't possibly be convicted of counterfeiting, but indeed that is the case. They did it in record time, because even though you can read different reports, they did it under 2 hours, they did it in 90 minutes or whatever. I can tell you they did it in under an hour, because I was there and I was watching the clock, and they did it in under an hour. I was amazed.
Well, you know, the marketing materials, I was a Liberty Dollar associate. I signed up about a decade ago for that, and that meant that I was able to get the dollars at a slight discount and then kind of put them out into the world, and that was kind of one of the jobs of the Liberty Dollar associate. And the Liberty Dollar was not meant as an investment. It was meant as an educational tool. And, Bernard, you can stick with us for up to an hour, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. If you've got a question for Bernard von Nothaus, he is with us here. He's the founder, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, facing 25 years in federal prison. He's been found guilty. It's just a matter of sentencing at this point on various different charges relating to conspiring to, you know, debase the federal currency. I mean, the feds think this man is a threat to their legitimacy. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 800-259-9231. However, if you've got a question for Bernard von Nothaus, the founder and creator of the Liberty Dollar, your calls will be getting priority at the moment because he is joining us to talk about what has happened, the odyssey, the unfortunate odyssey that he has been on here. 800-259-9231 ever since in the late part of 2007, I think it was November, when his business was raided by the federal government. Not because he's, actually hurt anybody, but because he's a threat to the government. He's a threat to their legitimacy. the Liberty Dollar, the most popular alternative currency in the United States, had become so, I guess it had just become so much on their radar that they couldn't ignore it anymore. And they went after him. They arrested him and some of his associates, and they stole tons of gold and silver and copper, copper pieces. You know, 1 ounce silver liberties, which are very, very beautiful. I have a number of them myself. I don't know, should I be admitting that? These are essentially contraband now. I mean, the federal government has come out. There was a statement that was released when Bernard was found guilty by the attorney general or whoever they were that was prosecuting him. The statement released essentially said, this is domestic terrorism, Bernard. I mean, did you ever expect to be labeled a domestic terrorist?
No, you know, and I think they're going to have a real hard time with that too, Ian, because one of the requirements for terrorism is violence. And so the reality is that I don't have any record of violence. I have no instance of violence. I've never done anything violent. So I don't think they can really pin that on me. But what they can do is that they can open the door to manipulate the meaning of terrorism to brand anybody as terrorist.
Oh, absolutely.
And that could be you. That could be me. I mean,
well, I'm proud, Bernard, to say that. Yeah, I'm proud to say that I have embraced the label of domestic terrorist and Mark as well, because it was, I think, the day or two, like a few days after you were convicted, they had the Nullify Now conference.
Oh, I didn't embrace the label. I just think that good people break bad laws.
Well, right. So a few days after, well, they're going to call us domestic terrorists.
They can call anything they want anything.
Yeah. And essentially what they're doing is they're calling anything that is a threat to the legitimacy and the power of the state, the control of the state, they're calling that terrorism. So what we did was, after it was during this event called Nullify Now, which is going, it's traveling around the country, going to different places, talking about nullification and, you know, getting the states to, encouraging them to nullify the federal government's awfulness. And Mark, you were emceeing the event, and I was there doing some, you know, kind of manning a table for Free Talk Live and Free Key and some other things. And you had me come up there at one point, and we did a little presentation. I brought up the release from the U.S. Attorney's Office about your conviction and announced to a crowd of a couple hundred people that what had happened, kind of gave them a briefing on what went down and that you were facing 25 years in prison. And obviously the crowd was aghast and shocked at what was going on. But I made a point of going ahead and buying something. I think it was a bumper sticker that you had, Mark.
I had the bumper sticker. You bought it from me?
Right. I bought a bumper sticker from... No, it was the other way around. You
one
bought a bumper sticker from me, Mark, with a 1 ounce silver Liberty. You paid way too much for the sticker, but nonetheless.
You're both guilty as hell.
What's that?
I said you're both guilty as hell.
Yes, that was my intention.
Who bought it from
you? Yeah, that was my intention. I wanted to engage in an act civil disobedience of using a contraband, so-called counterfeit coin, as labeled by the federal government, to purchase something in front of a crowd of people. And needless to say, they were pretty excited about the fact that that just happened. And I offered to sell that contraband to someone who would like to buy it later on. And someone went and paid me $40 for it a little bit later. So that was pretty cool, too. Yeah, exactly. So
in one day,
it's just so shocking. I'm still not quite over it. I guess I shouldn't really be surprised that here is where we are. It's 2011, and the federal government is shutting down alternative currencies run by a nice old gentleman who's really creative and has spent the last decade plus of your life dedicated it to promoting the idea of hard metals and value-backed currency. It's just so outrageous. And you're not the only one, right, Bernard? They're still going after some of your associates.
Well, yes. In addition to arresting me as the mastermind, gee, I never thought I'd rise to the occasion. But in any case, they also arrested Kevin Innes, who's been in jail for just about 2 years now, Ian. Can you imagine that?
No.
He's been sitting in county jail for 2 years, and they also arrested the two ladies who ran the fulfillment office, Sarah and Michelle. They seem to be getting close to getting a really good plea from the government so they can walk from this. But their life has been a shambles, and they couldn't get a job, and on and on and on. The impact of being arrested by the federalities is really really screws up your life.
You know, Bernard, they just, in this circumstances, things like this, they really show the kind of lack of empathy that they have for human life. They have no concern. If you work for the government, it means you never have to say you're sorry. If you do something wrong, so what? It's so difficult that to sue the federal government that it's nigh impossible for the person to see any kind of retribution, and you can't be sued yourself. The federal government, they've got the people that work for it, they've got immunity to lawsuits. They don't care. So they'll throw somebody in jail for 2 years for what? For, I mean, I don't even understand, for printing, making silver pieces. That you can get these things anywhere.
Well, Mark, I'm a little concerned for all the other people that are minting silver out there, because the statement that the U.S. attorney made, I'm sure you've read it, Bernard, in their statement after you were convicted, essentially said that anybody who is using anything besides, I can pull up the exact wording, but anybody using anything that threatens the legitimacy of the U.S. dollar is considered, essentially a domestic terrorist.
Right. If you go to your neighbor's house and you trade, post-hole digging for somebody weeding your garden, you're a domestic terrorist.
Right. Well, basically what terrorism has morphed itself, or what the government has done, is they have morphed the phrase terrorist into anything that is against the government. If you think the budget is wrong, or if you think anything else is wrong, or, TSA is wrong, I mean, if you voice any opinion which is not in lockstep with the goose-stepping government, well, then they can brand you as a terrorist. And that's the most alarming part that's happened as an outgrowth of my conviction.
No doubt about it. In fact, we just got an email last night, or read an email on the air last night, from a listener who at 5 in the morning had pounding on his front door. Turns out some of his so-called friends had told the police that he was talking about buying silver, and that he was talking about freedom, and he was talking about liberty-oriented ideas. They turned him into the police. They came and threw him in a mental hospital. He was there for 16 hours before he was able to manage to talk his way out of it, after agreeing to seek psychiatric treatment within 72 hours of being released. I mean, this is so crazy.
I'd get some new friends.
Yeah, well, that's, I agree with that.
Yeah, but with a government like that, who needs good friends? I mean, this Obama administration, and I'm not saying the Bush administration was any good, but they have really cracked down on anybody who's a dissenter.
Yes, that is true, and of course, nothing speaks of freedom more than having your own money, and of course, the Liberty Dollar has been extremely successful. I mean, if you take a look at its performance from the time it was first issued on October 1st, 1998, to the time of the arrest, for example, that the Liberty Dollar has increased from the $10 base to $20 base.
It was very popular. Bernard, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for him.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an
A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVisinVictory, ELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. However, if you've got a question for Bernard von Nothaus, he is the founder, the creator of the Liberty Dollar. He's on the line with us, and prior to his sentencing, by the way, he's been found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers of us allegedly counterfeiting U.S. currency. And essentially what he did was he created a very popular alternative currency called the Liberty Dollar. We'll talk a little bit more about that and talk more with Bernard here in a moment.
It's the shirt that you use most, the white dress shirt. And Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big, and tall for $19.95. You guys, you know how difficult it is to find a good shirt that actually fits. The sleeves aren't too short and the neck isn't too tight, the waist isn't too big or too tight. You can get it in more than 55 sleeve fit and collar combinations and free monogramming. Go to 1995shirt.com. Use promo code TUCK. 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
So we've been talking with Bernard von Nothaus. The number here, 800-259-9231. By the way, I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll enjoy the features there free. We've actually got a mobile site. You've got a smartphone. You can just punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and podcasts. Once again, that's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. So we're on here with Bernard von Nothaus, the founder, the creator, the designer of the Liberty Dollar, the monetary architect, as I believe he is appropriately called. Bernard, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, and thanks so much for mentioning me as the monetary architect. I've always liked that moniker.
Well, and that's what you did professionally for a while. You actually created, was it the Hawaii Dollar a while back?
Well, I was the mint master at the Royal Hawaiian Mint for 25 years. That was a good gig. I enjoyed that a lot. Of course, that's where the training ground and the research grounds were that I was plowing along to design and develop what became the Liberty Dollar. So, yeah, it's been good. You know, but I wanted to mention something,
sure.
Ian, because you brought up the contraband, and I wanted to clarify this for you and the listeners. There was and has been a large outcry from people regarding holding Liberty Dollar, because a lot of people didn't know if they were going to go from door to door. The 80-some-odd regional currency officers that were served with notice that what they were doing was illegal, they didn't know if the government was going to come and knock on their doors and search their premises and confiscate their property. And then there was a lot of collectors also. And, of course, the Liberty Dollar is a very popular item on eBay. So due to that outcry from the collector numismatic community, Coin World, which is the largest numismatic publication in the world, they did a special after they contacted the Federales and found out that as long as you don't use the Liberty Dollar as current money, then it's not going to be confiscated and they're not going to go after you.
So what does that mean, as current money?
All the people that are holding Liberty Dollars.
When you say as current money, what does that mean?
Well, thank you very much for following up on that. That's a really key phrase here, you know. And, of course, that is the key phrase in Title 18, 486, of which I am convicted on. And it says that it's against the law to issue a coin that functions as current money. Well, first you got to understand that four-letter word, coin. You know, coin is something issued by the government and used as money. Well, the last time I checked, I am certainly not the government. Mm-hmm. Would I ever want to be the government?
Nor did you advise, by the way, as I mentioned before, I was a Liberty Dollar associate, and so I was given the marketing materials when I signed up that I read very carefully, and it made it very clear that you are not to call these things coins. That, you know, it made it clear that these are not to be intended as to represent the federal government. I mean, you were making it clear that these are silver pieces, I think is what they were called.
Well, silver liberties is the word we like.
Right, silver liberty.
Pieces are a little too generic, and rounds, I never liked the word rounds. You know, it's just like, Ian Anderson or Ian, you know, it's, you know, the thing is that, you know, you like to be called by your proper name, you know, so we call them silver liberties or gold liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, yes, we did make a very big point that they weren't coins. And so we weren't issuing them as coins, and we weren't using them as current money, because current money is money that's currently in circulation. So in other words, that means that the Liberty Dollar would look like a penny or a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a half, or a dollar. I mean, it doesn't look like any of those. So you probably wouldn't be using them as one of those pieces either, because the Liberty Dollar,
hell,
I don't know if you noticed, but they've gotten really expensive lately.
Yeah, I remember I paid $9 and something when I bought mine back in the early part of the decade, and now silver is up to, what, $46 an ounce?
$46 an ounce, so silver liberties are probably at 70 or 80.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's a numismatic value there, too, and they're likely collectibles now to some extent. So, Bernard, you were convicted of, let's see here, according to the state's press release, or the U.S. federal government's press release, convicted by a jury in North Carolina of making coins resembling and similar to United States coins, despite the fact that you made it clear these aren't coins, of issuing, passing, selling, and possessing Liberty Dollar coins. Was that an actual charge, issuing, passing, selling, and possessing Liberty Dollar coins?
Well, you left out the word utter, yes, but I've been uttering, and I'm guilty of uttering.
Uttering?
Uttering.
What does that mean?
Actually,
all these legal terms. I'm so baffled.
Yeah, I'm still baffled, too. I've been found guilty.
Right.
I should at least know what the hell I've been doing, you know. Anyway, yes, I was actually convicted of three counts. One, 485, which is making counterfeit coins.
Mm-hmm.
And 486 is using counterfeit coins. And 371, which is conspiring to defraud the United States.
Conspiracy against, they call it a conspiracy against the United States here. I'm going to read the statement from the U.S. attorney, because it's just so outrageous for any listeners that have not heard this. You need to pay close attention. This is U.S. Attorney General Tompkins. Quote, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, which is just so crazy and backwards because it's their currency that's the danger to the economic stability of this country. It's their currency that they can debase at any time by printing more out. What you were doing, Bernard, was actually shoring up people's economic stability by giving them something that they could invest in to put their Federal Reserve notes in and turn it into something that has real value backing it. But to continue the quote, she says, we are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government.
Democratic form of government? What a pile of crap. You know, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, damn it.
Well, whatever that means.
You should know better.
So it all seems the same to me, Bernard, but nonetheless, the idea that they're going to infiltrate, disrupt, and dismantle organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our, of their government, that's why I'm here, man. I'm here to challenge their legitimacy six nights a week on this radio program, so right. I'm on the lookout for the infiltrators.
If their legitimacy is anyway threatened, it's because they've allowed that to happen. It's because they've taken their currency, printed so much of it, turned over so much to the bankers, forced the housing bubble on us, and all the other things that they've done along the way. They're the ones that are a threat to the legitimacy of the Federal Reserve note.
Indeed, but the thing is that they didn't like some Hawaiian kid coming out with a really beautiful issue like the gold and silver liberties. And I might say the paper was quite attractive, too. And finding that so many people dislike their monopoly money that we've just continued to grow and grow and grow. I mean, it's been, astounding. And if you think that's outstanding, just from our own growth and moving from the 10 to the 20 to the $50 base, and maybe very soon to the $100
base. Bernard, hold that thought. We're going to come back with more. In fact, your questions as well coming up for Bernard von Nothaus. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives, to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation.
and wild food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, wild food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for our guest, Bernard von Nothaus, you'll be given priority at the moment. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com to enter Amazon through one of our affiliate links. So we've got US, UK, Canada, Germany. Click in the right one for your country. And then get your shopping done and feel good, because whatever you buy, you're getting a great deal on, because it's Amazon. Maybe getting free Super Saver shipping, because that's what they offer on a whole lot of their brand new items. But you can buy used if you want to as well. Get your shopping done and feel good, because a portion of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. And if you do happen to have a lawyer, you probably should know what they should be doing, and that way you can minimize legal fees and maximize winning. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single week, and you can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've got it. I've paid for it myself because I think it's such a great course. And if you're just sick and tired of dealing with all the stuff the government dishes out, jurisdictionary.com can help you.
All right, so we're back with Bernard von Nothaus. He is the founder, the creator, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar. Thus far, the most successful alternative currency that the United States has seen in our lifetimes. And as a result of that success, the federal government targeted him and his business. They came in and they swooped in and stole tons. They took tons. Bernard will be very careful to not call it stealing, because they haven't technically gone through the legal process yet, but they took it out of his possession. They took it out of the possession of the Sunshine Mint, and they're attempting to legally go through whatever process they need to make sure that they can keep it. And they destroyed his business, and they took him, and they charged him with several crimes, including counterfeiting and essentially threatening the legitimacy of the federal government, calling anybody, basically anybody who involves themselves in what they claim are attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of the country, meaning using some sort of alternative currency. If I buy something from you, Mark, with silver, that's an attempt to undermine that, right? And I've done so. That is an attempt to undermine the currency of the country, and so therefore we engaged in domestic terrorism, according to the U.S. federal government. Just to give you some idea of how truly insane this government is, anything at all that threatens their precious legitimacy is seen as a federal crime now, and it's just going to get worse from here on out. Bernard, You're back with us. Thanks for your patience here, and thanks for all these wonderful answers to the questions here tonight and bringing our listeners up to speed. It's been too long since we've had you on the air, and obviously there was very little that you could say during the process of being on trial and preparing for trial due to whatever legal considerations. So do you mind taking some questions from the audience here?
Oh, I'd love to take a question or two, Ian.
Great, let's do that. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to first David, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. David, you're on with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar.
Greetings. I'm sure some people are aware of a alternative currency that was in New York. I think is in a college town. I can't recall the name of it.
The Ithaca Hour?
That's what it was.
Ithaca, New York.
Yeah, and I was curious why yours got singled out amongst the other alternative currencies. And I'll just take my answer off the air.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's a really good question, David. Thank you very much. You see, all the other currencies, Berkshires, or there's currencies in Chicago and Montana and California, New York, Florida. I mean, there's literally dozens of currencies out there. But none of those currencies are value-based. None of those currencies are gold and silver. None of those currencies are based upon a commodity instead of based upon the dollar. Those currencies will not provide any inflation-proof advantage to you, whereas the Liberty Dollar is based upon gold and silver. As the gold and silver appreciates, so does your currency. That isn't true for the Ithaca Hour or any of the other currencies because they're all fiat in nature. If you look at the Liberty Dollar has appreciated over 500%. The Ithaca Hour and all the rest of the currencies have not appreciated. Hence the reason why we attracted so much ire from the federal boys.
You know, another answer to that question would probably be because the federal government, just like all governments, is an agency of coercive force. They're a violent monopoly. They are essentially the most successful criminal gang in a given territory. The territory known as the United States, and known popularly as the United States, and they're a gang, and they're bullies. And so do they want to go and take the Ithaca Hour, which, as you say, has no value behind it, or do they want to go and steal tons and tons of gold and silver so they can, you know, hold on to that and enrich themselves? I mean, this is essentially just a schoolyard bully writ large. They took your lunch money, except it was millions of dollars worth.
And they took a lot of other people's lunch money, too, because when they confiscated all the 200,000 ounces of silver, for example, at Sunshine, that was silver backing up the paper and digital certificates. And so that was not my property. And that's why I'm urging people to email me at bernard@libertydollar.org so I can send you the brief little form that you can send back to me with your name and address, become an interested party, and help stop the government from stealing this property.
Now, Bernard, hold on, Mark. That's Bernard, Bernard at libertydollar.org. Go ahead, Mark.
Bernard, you've been found guilty here. Have you talked to your lawyer? Do they have any idea what kind of sentence you're facing? You could be facing up to 25 years on this.
I think 25 years is over the top, quite frankly, guys.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell because it's a very long, lengthy, involved pre-sentencing process of which I'm in right now. Find out how dangerous I am. I don't know. It could be anywhere from maybe 6 months to 15 years. It would be a slightly narrower target.
Well, I hope that you'll keep us in the loop here. Let's continue with some other calls here. Ernie is on the line in Modesto. Ernie, you're on Free Talk Live with Bernard von Nothaus. Ernie in Modesto, going once. Ernie in Modesto, going twice.
Right.
Ernie?
Okay, hey. Those charges you read off, they need to take that to the House, the Senate, and 90% of the White House and read it off to them. They should be charged with that. Second thing is, welcome to the Fourth Reich. And the third thing, I understand what he's doing, and I appreciate it. But what happens, these guys are ruthless and evil. What happens to the point when they come and say, okay, if we catch you trading in silver and gold, it's a death penalty. We're going to make it illegal. What is all the building up of gold going to do for us if they go that route?
Thanks for the call, Ernie. Appreciate it. Bernard, thoughts?
Was there a question there?
He's scared.
What's the point in having gold and silver if the government's just going to come take it, I guess?
Well, the thing is, they're not going to come and take your gold and silver, but if you are out there using Liberty dollars,
publicly between individuals as a currency, you could be finding yourself in some deep water until the whole issue is resolved. And trust me, gentlemen, this issue has not been resolved yet. We're right. Just in round one.
Let's talk to Daniel listening in Wisconsin. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Bernard von Nonthaus from the Liberty Dollar. Daniel in Wisconsin. Going once. And Daniel in Wisconsin going.
What's printed on the mold? Why don't you print? Why don't you?
I'm sorry, we did not get the beginning of your question, sir.
Jewelry.
I'm sorry. Can you start that question again? We didn't hear the beginning of it.
Okay, I'm saying an ounce of silver is an ounce of silver, and if I was Bernie, I would go ahead and recast it with a tiny, tiny hole in it and call it jewelry.
Interesting idea. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I don't know, Bernard. I don't think you're really...
Are you ever going to get that silver back?
I don't think you're... Are you planning on starting this up again if you can, you know, get into 6 months and get out of federal prison? I doubt it, right?
The future remains ascertained at this point, gentlemen.
Yeah.
The
I don't think that...
The thing here is staying out of federal prison and getting the property back, which is my number one job.
Well, I certainly appreciate the effort that you're putting in, and I appreciate everything that you've done for the ideas of liberty, because the Liberty Dollar was an excellent educational tool. It was a great way to get the idea of an alternative currency, of silver-based or value-based currency, into people's minds and get people asking questions and get them visiting the website and learning more about what real currency should be instead of this bunk that the federal government is offering. And you've done the Liberty Movement an incredible service. And you're incredibly brave to go up against the federal government like this. And I just really appreciate you taking the time with us tonight, Bernard.
Well, Ian, thank you very much for the kind words. Yeah, I just felt dedicated to actually doing something because, you know, there's a lot of people out there writing about liberty. And I felt like the time has passed. We don't need to be writing about liberty. We need to be taking action. And, of course, that's one reason why I wanted to appear on the radio with you, because you guys are taking action. So
that's why we're here in New Hampshire, and hopefully we'll get to see you up here sooner rather than later, maybe for the Porcupine Freedom Festival or something else, some other opportunity to get you back up into this community, because I know that we appreciated you being here before. And thanks again for being on the show tonight, Bernard. More coming up. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.